Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hi.
Emily, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You're the reason that I watched season one of The Rig, because I didn't know anything about it. I just came across it and I saw Stevie from Schitt's Creek is in this. I was like, immediately, I'm going to watch this and see what it's about. It's a great show.
Oh my God, I love that so much because A, I love that I was the reason you watched it because I love this show, but I know it's very different from Schitt's Creek.
So different.
To watch it for like from Schitt's Creek and to love it, that's amazing.
Because once you get in, I mean, the cast is incredible. Yeah. The storyline, like I'm a sucker for this kind of ominous, threatening, supernatural stuff. I just love that.
It's funny because I'm not like a supernatural person normally. I need to like really believe things, except for Neverending Story. I believe that. Like, that's
fair,
like
Falcon
and stuff. That is real. But this, I really get into it because it reminds me of kind of Black Mirror, you know, that show,
yeah.
Black Mirror, where this, it's based on real science. It is the earth. It all comes from real stuff. And it like, it could happen. In fact, everything that David writes ultimately ends up happening. Like it's happened twice where we were shooting this scene and well, this whole episode where it was about us rescuing this rover that had gone into the deep sea. And at the same time, the Titan, do you remember the Titan
yes.
submersible that went, that happened. And it was like over 5 days of us doing that same thing. And it was so surreal. And then a lot of the show this season is about deep sea mining these
yeah.
minerals. And that just happened in Norway. So it's like, but David did say that his method is he reads the news and then
yep.
thinks, what's the worst that could happen?
He should really try the opposite way and go,
I know,
what's the
I know.
Best thing that could happen here? And yeah, write that
yeah. Season three.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know, where do you shoot a show about an oil rig? Do you shoot it on an actual oil rig?
No. So we shoot in a studio in Leith. And what they do in, well, not only the set design, but in visual effects at the end, like we're in the Arctic this season.
Yeah.
We weren't in the Arctic.
You were not cold.
No, we were very hot in our coats. Acting cold, but all the acting was done for us mostly in post. And that's why it takes so long between seasons, because it
yes.
takes long to build water. But we watched it, the premiere the other day on the big screen, and it's amazing. Like if anyone's going to say that doesn't look real, it's us because we were there. It looks like we were in the Arctic.
Yeah, because I mean, like, look, I'm aware, obviously, having done 1,000 of these interviews, I'm aware of the way movies and TV shows are made. But I did genuinely, like, when I saw the oil rig and I saw just the detail in the rooms and the inside and the outside, I was like, you know, maybe you guys did.
Well, they made it out of real oil rig parts.
Okay, well, there you
go. Because when you go in there, and I love that so much, because a lot of the time you go on sets and everything's kind of wood painted to be metal
yes.
or something, and you put your hands on it and it doesn't feel real and that kind of, this was like you were there. It did 50% of the acting for you.
Amazing. Do you think if it came to it, for whatever reason, do you think you could live on an oil rig, Emily Hampshire?
Oh, yes. Not only could I live, it's less about the oil rig and more about the bunk beds and like the bare.
Okay, you like that kind of stuff.
Small rooms. I'm a denning animal.
Okay.
My favorite thing to be is in a, I mean, I do actually, Ian will tell you this, he tells everybody this, that he came into my room, my like where we stay, and we all have these like beautiful places we stay in, and he opened a cupboard and he saw a pillow and sheets and he's like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, that's where I sleep. And because I, when I can, if there's a cupboard like big enough, I like to I like small spaces.
That's amazing because I'm a fan of coziness, right? So I love being cozy. So
yeah.
I drive to work and I have a little blanket I put over my legs. No matter what time of the year it is, it could be high summer, I could be in shorts, I'm still putting a blanket on.
Cozy.
I just like the idea of being cozy. So I do have this kind of, because I saw them about a documentary in Japan once. There are these pods.
Yes.
Where you rent the pod to go to sleep. Yes. I want to do that so much.
Me too. And because they, and on the thing, they were like, it's like sleeping in a coffin. And they were saying how it's not good. I loved it. And you get your little number and you get your key and you put your stuff in the locker. Let's go.
I want to do that. I seriously want to do that.
Yeah.
Is it true? I heard this about you. It may not be true, that you make a music playlist for the characters that you are playing.
Is embarrassingly true.
Oh, isn't that embarrassing? That's amazing.
I always weirdly get embarrassed about like actory things I do or something,
But you're an
but
actor.
I know I have actor shame. I don't know why. But I always do. Yeah, it just gets me into it.
And so what would have been on, say, Rose's playlist? What, when you were creating this character in your mind, knowing what you had read, knowing, you know, who she needed to be, but what kind of music is on there?
Let's see.
Oh, you have it there. Please, come on. Yes, let's have a
It's
look.
been a
Let's have a
while, but
look.
I remember that Ellie, my hair and makeup person on the rig, she was always like, oh, the female empowerment music or something. So it's something to do. There's a lot of that. It's called the Rose Playlist.
Of
Where is it?
course.
Okay, so there's some Dixie Chicks, like
Excellent.
March song where they're like, and then like the Not Ready to Make Nice song, the one where
Oh,
they got in trouble with the president and everything.
yeah.
There's Demi Lovato's Confident. There's Taylor Swift, The Man, you
The
know that
man, what a
song,
song.
Katy Perry, Roar. I mean, this is an old
Yes.
playlist, there might be. Yeah, it's all
This is like the playlist of my radio show, I'll be honest with you. You're preaching to the converted right here.
really.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's all mainly female empowerment,
Perfect.
but also there's Beyoncé's As If I Were a Boy. There's a lot of that.
Okay.
I also have
Well,
Fast Car on here. I don't know why I have Tracy Chapman Fast Car.
probably just like it because it's a great song.
Yeah.
But I suppose Rose, in fairness, like the If I Were a Boy makes a little bit of sense because obviously she's walking into this testosterone-filled
Oh.
room where not only does she have to hold her own, like lots of the other female characters do, but she ultimately is like the boss of these guys, you know,
Yeah.
although Ian Glenn's character constantly reminds her that, you know, well,
That she's not.
she's
But
not the boss, but.
yeah, that was a big thing season one for me because I wanted to meet with somebody who did that job. Like Ian
Yeah.
met with an OIM and I wanted to meet, and there that job exists, but there was no female who did that job. So
Right.
I met with a geologist, I met with, but it was like Rose has really, it takes a certain kind of someone to get to that position in that testosterone environment.
Definitely. Well, I can see how the playlist would help. Just very quickly, back to Schitt's Creek for a second, right? Because I have four kids, but I've 2 9-year-old girl twins. And they obviously haven't watched Schitt's Creek. However, one of my 9-year-old twins calls me David, which is my real name, right? You know, not dad, whatever, but only when I'm in trouble with her, okay?
Oh.
So then she saw a compilation on YouTube of Catherine O'Hara saying, David, David. So now Nina will walk around, and if I'm in trouble, like, you know, she'd be like, David, you need to give me money for whatever it is I'm in trouble
Oh
for.
my God, does she do ooh, David?
Not yet, no. She
Okay.
has to learn that next. Was that show as much fun to make as it was for us to watch?
Oh yeah, and we were having fun making it before anyone was watching. Like we
Yes.
did 7 seasons and then it kind of COVID happened and it really
It took
broke out.
off,
Like
yeah.
no one was watching. We didn't have jobs when we all won Emmys. So yeah.
Very quickly, what right now are you currently obsessed with?
Sinkholes.
Sinkholes. Amazing answer. Why?
Just because I saw about Florida that if you buy a house that's like really cheap and you got to go around, because you could just be walking and sinkhole. You
Oh
could
my
be
God.
asleep in your bed, sinkhole. It's just, I'm obsessed with
What an
them.
incredible answer. And the last question is, because I don't, I'd like to know if my guests wash their legs in the shower.
Wash the. I never thought about that, but like, I feel like the runoff does the washing for me.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew I loved you. I knew
Yeah.
it.
No, it's gets it from all the other washing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're speaking my language. Emily, it's so nice to catch up with you. Congratulations on the rig season one and now season two. I can't wait for everybody to go and see it and see it on the TVs. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.